Hi. I'm coming for you. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. But I'm coming from you with a little help from my friends. We got Jess P.S. on the board. I got Tom Paulswitz with me. He is my special guest host every Thursday. And I have my new senior producer helping me keep track of all of the amazing text messages and feedback from everybody. Thank you, Jamie, for reminding me that the FCC is already investigating the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. They're coming after NPR and PBS. Hey, do you like Big Bird? Because Big Bird's now on the freaking chopping block. It is terrible, to say the very least. This is about mind control through information removal, the scrubbing of data from government websites. We're going to get to more of that in our second hour because I am, as a data wonk, I am super freaked out about that, Tom. Let's take a couple more calls here. We got a first-time caller. So excited to hear from you, Chris from Janesville. Say hi to Tom. What would you like to say this afternoon?
Oh, my goodness. Hello, Tom. Hello, Maggie. On my days off, I always listen to, won't mention the other broadcasters' names, but I always listen to you guys.
Look, thank you.
So this, all of this scares the hell out of me. I would say prior to an incident that my wife and I had, I was all pro-life, you know, and when the incident happened, we couldn't be because it. So, but here's the thing. My biggest point is this, and this is my question to you. So I work 100% commission, and I use all the platforms to advertise where I work for. So I try to be so careful because I don't want to get kicked off a platform.
Yeah.
I guess it's not really a question. It's a statement, but...
Well, Chris, first of all, thank you for sharing your story about your family's experience with reproductive choice. I really appreciate that. So thank you for that. Secondly, and I wish, I hope that you and your wife in places that you feel safe and heard to share that with people, because I think the more people can hear from folks like you and your wife, it becomes not some theoretical question or concept. It becomes a human issue and about care for each other. The second thing is, so many people depend on using social media for marketing, which simply gets to begging the question that Elon Musk's manipulation and control of this, the fact that this is all to the point of monetizing our time, capturing our attention by any means necessary to make the most money while they're asking for more and more tax cuts as they cash their billion-dollar checks, you know, you're putting your finger right on it, Chris. Thanks so much for the call. Tom, your thoughts?
I think this is, to me, the bigger picture is there's a chill.
Yes.
That is being created through a whole bunch of different mechanisms, including money, right? I mean, we've seen I would say the big news organizations in the United States right now, like I feel the only organization that's telling me remotely the truth right now is The Guardian.
Yeah.
Because I'm reading stuff in The Guardian.
And Civic Media, Tom.
Well, I'll say Civic. Well, of course, because we're on it. But I'm just saying, you know, if I want to actually find out what's really going on, I have to read The Guardian, which is a British publication.
CBS has bent a knee. They're cutting
CBS,
checks.
NBC,
Meta,
New York
NBC,
Times.
All of them, killing the op-eds. It's just pushing out veteran Pulitzer Prize-winning reporters and cartoonists. I also want to point out, hey, you call yourself pro-life, but apparently, thank you, Jess P.S., you're trying to cut Head Start, Meals on Wheels, cancer research, kids' school lunches. I mean, come on. Melissa from Madison, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to see you on my caller list. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Hi. Thank you for having me on, Maggie and Tom. I've just been hearing some things about articles of impeachment going around. And so I'm just wondering if you have any kind of knowledge about that or information or insights as to, you know, those who would kind of go for the option of trying to get Donald Trump impeached at this point.
Fascinating. I had not heard that. I will tell you the punchline. That's going nowhere. What a ginormous freaking waste of time. Why are Democrats so damn bad at keeping their eye on the ball? Right? Like, keep your eye on the ball. The problem isn't Russell vote. The problem is the whole damn thing. Like, don't try to impeach the guy. You don't have 60 votes in the Senate, Tom.
Yeah, I would agree. I actually read a story today that said there was a Congress person who was putting those articles together. I'm like, what a tremendous waste of time.
You know what it is? It is performative politics. Democrats do it too. By my definition, I don't mean the theater of politics. I don't mean political rhetoric. That happens.
Nope.
By performative politics, I mean doing something that you know is either going to hurt or have absolutely no impact at all because it gets your name in the damn newspaper. That is disgusting. My other definition of performative politics is doing something simply because you can, because there's an extraordinary power asymmetry and you want to remind someone that you're in charge.
Of what that is.
I'm in charge here. I want to get to one text before we run out of time. Jordan from Madison. He's disabled and a veteran. He depends on SSDI. He is so concerned about these cuts, about these critical agencies that are in our communities. Yes. He depends on the local food pantry for his he and his wife's food security. Of course, we should do better about government waste, Jordan says. But we need to be looking at the DOD and the Pentagon and not the things that help keep good, hardworking Americans alive. Thank you, Jordan. We're going to take care of some top of the hour business. You're going to hear news, weather, and sports. I'm going to be right back with my special guest co-host, Tom Paulsiewicz. We're going to dig right into, well, they've promised us so very much, haven't they, Donald Trump and MAGA? How are we going to tell if any of it's working? All that coming up and more right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.